I'm Sharon Betters, and this is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. And today's devotional is a continuation in our pilgrimage fueled by hope. And the title of today's devotional is A Mighty Ocean of Love. And today's treasure is from John 3:16, that beloved, well-known verse of hope. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Friends, how does the love of Jesus drive your mission statement? The board and team that run Mark Inc. Ministries, a nonprofit that we started after the death of our son Mark, struggle to carefully identify our mission. We agreed that we exist to offer help and hope to hurting people. We then described the ways we will fulfill that mission. Whenever a new opportunity comes to our attention, we push it through that grid. This process helps us invest our limited resources of staff and money in a way that has a bigger, eternal impact. When we prepared this year's annual report and reflected on the previous year's accomplishments, we were amazed by the broad impact of Mark Inc. as a result of pushing all of our tasks through our mission statement. A mission statement helps you prune out activities that drain energy so that the resources you have can make a bigger impact. Finished writing your mission statement? Now start making a list of all your responsibilities and heart's desires. Prayerfully push them through your mission statement. Be willing to cut out anything that will not help you fulfill your mission. Push any broken places through your mission statement as well. Take note of where your responses need to be transformed from life-taking to life-giving. And continue to pray for the Lord to give you wisdom as you pursue a life that will honor Him. And pray for us at Mark Inc. Ministries as we seek to offer help and hope to hurting people.
Thanks so much for joining us on this pilgrimage fueled by hope. And as I look back over my life, I can see so many twists and turns where my only guide was the hope of the gospel, where the scriptures laid out for me a path forward. And it's our prayer that as we look at others who have walked this path before us, that we will be encouraged to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, to cry out to him when we know that we have no other hope, and be filled with the confidence that what he says is true, that he forgives sins, that he gives us an eternal confidence, an eternal destination. As we are celebrating our 30th anniversary, one of the things we're doing is reaching back into our archives and sharing with you some of the resources that we have produced over the years. And I want to remind you about the conversation that I had on the Help and Hope podcast with Nancy Guthrie. Nancy is known to people all over the world, especially for her passion for offering the hope of the gospel through the scriptures. She has experienced great loss, and God has given her an incredible message of hope for today. In this wide-ranging conversation between two mothers who have experienced the grief of the deaths of our children, Nancy transparently answers questions that I put to her through how to answer the question of why, through the grid of God's love and sovereignty, to practical counsel for protecting marriages assaulted by grief. Nancy never flinched in this conversation. Her loss of two children uniquely qualifies her to offer us help and hope in sorrow's darkest night. No matter how shattered the heart, there is hope in the midst of grief. So make sure you go to helpandhopenow.org. That's helpandhopenow.org. Click the Help and Hope link and check out that conversation, that Help and Hope podcast that I had with Nancy Guthrie. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Sharon Betters. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And remember, God is sovereign and you can trust him.